sighs very clear. Now love's gone, gone away, as I once heard you say. Now I've cried just a little, cause I loved you so. And I've died just a little, cause I had to go away.
Ninety-one point five, WMFO Medford, Boston, worldwide online. Hello, everybody out there listening in. What a couple of sad couple of days. Sinead O'Connor passed away yesterday, and a voice that will be, you know, you get to my age, and people start, you know, people keep dying. Tony Bennett. I wasn't a Tony Bennett fan, but you know, Gordon Lightfoot, right? Sinead O'Connor, when I heard, I was just walking and I saw it on a news feed, and it was like a kick in the teeth. It really was. It was, you know, but we're going to have a tribute to her tonight. Not every song, but we're gonna lean heavily on Sinead's work as the night goes on. So this is Roots and Resurgence, past, present, and future of rock and roll, because I can see the future.
What else should I be? All apologies. What else should I say? Everyone is gay. What else could I write? I don't have.
through the black hole. She said, it's a wonderful way to wake me. But you weren't so nice last night. You're such an asshole when you're drunk. He said, at least I'm okay in the mornings. He said, the three wise men came a long way, following that pinhole in the sky. Yeah, that one right there. She said, I don't believe in any old Jesus. If there was a God, then why is my ass the perfect height for kicking? She said, I'll shine for you. I'll burn for you. He said, I'll shine for you. That's what I'll do. All you did was curse those stars, 'cause they sang to you of hope. You said, so is life, and the taste of the wave. Would like all the greats, you'll burn out someday. She said, I don't mind, I don't wanna get bored. I don't wanna end up beached on the shore. I wanna be the star. I'll burn for you. I'll shine for you. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Sean. This is the Roots and Resurgence, past, present, and future, because I can see the future of rock and roll. And tonight we have a special show honoring our Sinead O'Connor, an influence on so many, misunderstood. She was really ahead of her times. One of the defining moments of her career was that Saturday Night Live performance where she tore up a picture of the Pope. And I think maybe she could have marketed better, but what she was standing for was the fact that she saw the child abuse in the Catholic Church. Remember that big scandal? She was way ahead of that, and trying to come out as like a warrior to say, this is happening and you need to pay attention. Of course, she got marginalized and ridiculed, and it really derailed a lot of her career. I mean, she still put out phenomenal music after that, but I think, you know, her sort of shooting stardom kind of got a little derailed at that point. It's too bad. Then I remember a couple of months later, there was a tribute to Bob Dylan concert that she was on, and she started to sing, and the crowd booed her. They booed her at a Bob Dylan tribute concert. I mean, Bob Dylan, a hippie, you know, hippie times, love, peace, love, and understanding. It's, I mean, that was Elvis Costello who sang that. But, you know, I mean, that's just, that hurt. That hurt me to watch because I knew what she was talking about. I read about it. Anyways, Sinead O'Connor suffered from some mental illness. I think I read that it was bipolar disorder. She had her ups and her downs. I don't know how she died. It hasn't, as far as I know, it hasn't been released. You can let me know if you've heard otherwise. And I don't want to speculate, because I don't know. I don't want to spread rumors that aren't there. But I do know that her son committed suicide about a year ago. And knowing how close I am to my children, I can't even imagine. So I wanted to play this next song. It's not by Sinead O'Connor. It's going to be followed up by some Sinead O'Connor. But this song is actually by Larkin Poe. And they're a a Southern roots rock band, and this song is about mental illness. When I saw them live, Rebecca, the singer, was talking about she wrote this. I think she said she wrote it when she was 13 about her grandfather, and gave a speech about how really, you know, get seen if you need to. Talk to somebody if you need to. If you're feeling that way, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling suicidal or angry or crazy, there are people you can talk to. And if they're not, there are professionals you can talk to. You know, if my car is broken, I bring it to a repair shop. If my brain is broken or it's causing me trouble, I bring it to a therapist, right? Anyways, this song is for Sinead. This is not about her, not by her, but we will follow up with that. This is Larkin Poe with Mad as a Hatter.
Please wait. that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making. That I
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Roots and Resurgence. My name is Sean. We're doing a tribute to Sinead O'Connor, and it looks like I'll be playing her the rest of the hour. I didn't expect to do solid, but I think I'm going to be going solid. Maybe one or two songs that aren't, but anyways, Sinead O'Connor, as you know, passed away yesterday. It's tragedy for the music world, tragedy for... but she was a warrior, and she never... what was the line? I'm paraphrasing, but in a Rolling Stone article, she said something to the effect of, I'm a troublemaker, and I'm proud of it, man. She never backed down from a fight. She never... And she stuck to her principles. A lot of integrity in that woman, and a voice that could destroy you. Speaking of voices that can destroy you, imagine you... Okay, Sinead O'Connor's first album was The Lion and the Cobra. It came out in 1987, I believe. And if I'm right, she was 19 years old when that album came out. And what I read is that she fired the production crew and wanted to produce it herself and just needed to have that control over it. And it made sense and it worked. I'm going to play two songs that I always love to play back to back. They just work together. The first one is called Jackie. And listen to that. If you have a chance to turn it up, turn it up. If not, put headphones on if you can. The song is about a ghost, a woman who's, she's a sea captain's wife, and the sea captain, or the sailor's wife, and the sailor was lost at sea 20 years ago, and she's walking the beach with her salty tears. And the way it's played, the guitar and the mystery and the sound, it just, you can hear the desperation, the depression, the angst, the hope, a little bit, the anger. And you can hear the brine, you can hear the wind and the thick, thick fog. It is an amazing song, in my opinion. I hope you think so too. And that will be followed by Mandinka. These are the first two. And imagine this is, you picked up Sinead, who's this girl? Bald girl. I'm going to put this in and see what she sounds like. And this is the first thing you hear.
Till I burn. watcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now. You said I was childish and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you. If they hated me, they will hate you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and her roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grief. Young mother down at Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food for her kids. In her arms she holds 3 cold babies, and the first word that they learned was please. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on no kids. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grief.
WMFO Medford. A song that is still important today, is it not? Black Boys on Moped, off of I Do Not Want What I Have Not Got. Did you know that Sinead O'Connor did a reggae album? Now, it wasn't just, you know, Irish girl does reggae. She went to Jamaica, and she hired like the foremost session musicians, the ones that played with Bob Marley, for example. And the album is called Throw Down Your Arms. I forget what year it came out, but it's unavailable. I can't find it. I have a copy that I got a long time ago. But people were asking me today, hello, Rachel, by the way, listening in, I think. People were asking me today how to find it. I can't. You got to search eBay, maybe. Throw it on your arms. Anyways, I have 3 songs left to go, hopefully, to get in the next 10 minutes. We're going to start off with Marcus Garvey by, I can't remember who actually wrote it, but this is a cover tune by Sinead O'Connor.
Marcus Garvey words come to pass. Marcus Marcus Garvey words come to pass. Ain't got no food to eat. Ain't got no money to spend. Oh, ain't got no food to eat. Ain't got no money to spend.
Well, everywhere is war. Africa, yeah. Warm, subhuman bondage has been toppled, utterly destroyed. Everywhere is war. War. That until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight. We find it necessary. But we know we shall win. Cause we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
That, in my eyes, was among one of Sinead's greatest fights. That song just says it all, doesn't it? Anyways, I have 2 minutes to fit in a five-minute song. Hopefully the DJ that comes after me will let it play through, I hope. Thank you very much for listening. This was a tribute to Sinead O'Connor on Roots and Resurgence Radio. If you want to find the soundtrack for this show, you can go to Spinitron, and check it out, Roots and Resurgence Radio. My name is Sean Fitzmaurice, and this was a tribute to Sinead by another artist that will be and is sorely missed. Have a great night. Have a great week. I hope I will see you next week.
Since you took your love.